new. Okay, Vavim Abayis, Boi Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira has two Ibayas about Baal Ta'acher, which we have been discussing the past couple of days. Boi Reb Zeira, Yorish Mahob Baal Ta'acher. So we're going to talk a little quickly at the beginning because we are running a little late. Mao Yorish Mahob Baal Ta'acher. Does a Yorish violate Baal Ta'acher? We know the if the father makes a neder, does the Yorish violate Baal Ta'acher? The Sfasemis points out that he thinks the Ibaya logically should be only if the animal was designated already. Because that's where you have an animal standing in front of you. But if the animal wasn't designated yet, so maybe he thinks that logically there shouldn't be a question if the father just made a neder. But he says, he notes that, to be honest, the Rishonim do discuss, Tosafot discusses, even if the animal was not designated, you still have the question. That's Ibaya's question. Does a Yorish violate Baal Ta'acher or not? Kisidar neder amar achmana v'hulo nadar. Do you say that it goes by the person who made the neder only and he was not no there? Odilma uvasa shama v'avesim shama v'hu hamachayiv. Or do you say no, it has to do with uvasa shama, whoever could bring the animal is included, and the Yorish should be included then if it goes by that. The Ritva here quotes an opinion that says maybe the Ibaya should only be about the Asay, because the Losa Asay should definitely be personal. You're going to violate Losa Acher if you didn't make the Neder. He quotes that opinion and rejects it. He says he thinks the simple reading of the Gemara is including the Losa Asay as well. So the Gemara says, Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Chiya Meimach, probably Yoreish, Meimach, maybe that word in the Pasuk about Acher excludes Yoreish. Says the Gemara, Vahayimach mi boilei, Vahayimach mi boilei, Zalekat Shechu Peya. A few days ago, we had Meimach to include Lekat Shechu Peya, subject to Baal Ta'acher. But so how can we say that it's excluded in our case? So says the Gemara, Kari Be Imach v'Kari Be Me'imach. There's a word Imach and Me'imach. So from the extra mem, that allows you to darshan two things from the same pasuk. Question one. Question two of Reb Zeira. Boy, Reb Zeira, Isha Mahi Baal Ta'acher. Does a woman violate Baal Ta'acher? We know Baal Ta'acher is linked to the regalim. So the question here is at least about the Baal Ta'achers that are connected to the regalim. Staka, for example, the Rishonim say, might not be in this question, because Staka is something that is not connected to Baal Ta'acher. But according to the parts of Baal Ta'acher that are connected to the regalim, what about a woman? Me, I'm reading Halo Machayva Bari'iya. Do we say that women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel, and therefore they are not included in the Isra Baal Ta'acher, because Baal Ta'acher has to do with the regalim, and according to this side of the question, Tosva says you would include all people who are putter from the mitzvah of Alila Regel. Tosva says, Zakein Chole Mishain Lo Karka, V'chola Patur Mina Re'iya. Do you say all people who are putter from the mitzvah of Re'iya are putter from, are excluded from Baal Ta'acher? Odima Yisa B'Simcha. Do we say no, that women are obligated in Simchas Yantif, so therefore we should say they're included in Baal Ta'acher as well. So Amalei Abaya, but typically Tam Yisa B'Simcha. Abaya says they're included. He thinks the second side, they're included in the mitzvah of Simcha, so therefore they should violate Baal Ta'acher. Umiyamar Abaya Hachis. The Gemara interjection says Abaya really holds this, that the women are included in the mitzvah of Simcha. The Amar Abaya Isha Baila Misamcha. But didn't Abaya say Isha Baila Misamcha? What does that mean? A woman, her husband makes her happy, is Misameach her. What does that mean? So we'll jump a minute to Tosfos, even though we'll go back in time to Rashi in a second. Really, the woman has no specific chiyuv in the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. It's the husband's obligation to be mesameach her. But it's not her chiyuv per se, says Abaya. So even if you want to say they're included in Simcha, it's not their mitzvah. It's the husband's chiyuv to make his wife happy, to buy her clothes, to make her happy. It's the husband's chiyuv to get the children into it. It's the husband's chiyuv. She is the hechitimsi to help him fulfill the chiyuv. So how can Abaya never said this? So my answer is, you're right. L'dvarav de Reb Zeira k'amar. Really, Abaya himself holds that the chiyuv of Simcha is only upon the husband, but he was talking, according to you, Reb Zeira, who might not hold like me, so she is included. So therefore, you should say that she is included in Baal Ta'acher. So what does it mean exactly, the women's chiyuv of Simcha and Isha Baila Masamcha? So Rashi quotes, what does Baila Masamcha mean? To buy her clothes. Second to last line of Rashi, Bebavel, Big Day Tzivonin, Be'eretz Yisrael, Big Day Pishtan Meguhatzim, right, to buy clothes. That's what the Gemara means by Isha Ba'alam Samcha. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos questions Rashi's opinion for two reasons. Why does Rashi quote the issue of clothes? Rabbeinu Tam says, number one, on the second to last skinny line in Tosfos, the Hani Mili Bizman Hazeh, I understand that clothes, you know, Bizman Hazeh might be had to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha, but Bizman HaBayis, it was the Shlamim. The women had to eat the carbon shlamim, just like the men had to eat the carbon shlamim. Right? So what's Rashi? What's Rashi talking about? This might be, just to put in brackets, Tosos Lashitaso, who hold that Simchas Yontif Bismanazeh is only Drabanan. Machlokas Tosos of the Rambam, quoted in a number of places, Tosos says that Bismanazeh, Simchas Yontif is Drabanan. There are big nafkaminas for that. What about Avelus? Right, it has to be, happens to be that Tosas also holds all of Elos is Drabanan. So it's Drabanan, Drabanan. But the Rambam holds Simchas Yanta today is Daraisa. It used to be with the Shlamim, but Bizman Azeh, call me a Simcha. All types of Simcha, however you're happy. You know, that's what you should do on Yantav. That's a Kiyim Daraisa of Simchas Yantav. So this question might be within Tosas Shitaso. And then Tosas quotes another Raya against Rashi. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam, in the third to last line, says the pshat that I mentioned. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, Baila Masamcha, Sha'achiv al Baila below Aleha. That's what the Gemara means. That it's his chiyuv, not hers. Lafichach lo karina be'yuv asa shama. And that's why there might be an exclusion of her from the chiyuv. But again, the Gemara answered that Isha Baila Masamcha. And that the Gemara says that really maybe that line was only according to Abaye and not according to Reb Zeira. Halacha lemaisa, what do we paskin? This is a big machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The first halacha in Hilchas Chagiga, where the Rambam quotes, the Rambam holds that a woman is included in Baal Ta'acher. A woman can violate Baal Ta'acher, the Rambam paskins. And at the end of Halacha Aleph, he says, Hasimcha amur beragalam mushiakav shlamim yesrael shalme simcha, ve'lo nekor shalme simcha, ve'noshim chayavos b'mitzvah zu. The Rambam holds. And women are obligated in this mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. And the rabbi there says, oh, what are you talking about? Our Gemara says, Isha Baila Masamcha. So women aren't included. So it's just might be a machlokas just in psak. Like, who do you paskin like? Reb Zeira, Reb Sheshes. There are other Gemaras. But this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Shakasari discusses this. But that is to leave for us now. So one other ha'ara to end off the sugya of Baal Ta'acher before we move on. And that is, we spoke about the potential in this Gemara was that because an Isha is excluded from the Regel, so maybe she wouldn't be included in Baal Ta'acher. We also noted, on top of the daf, just another example before we get into the next point, on top of the daf we noted, let's say somebody is sick, Rachman al-Sad Chola. So we also noted on top that he also might not be included in Baal Ta'acher, right? Chola Batzer, that's why you wouldn't have to bring it that day. What if the Gemara asks, not here, in other places, the Minchas Chinuch quotes this, in Tavkuf Ayin Hay, what if somebody's sick on one yantif, and then the next two he's okay? Do you violate Baal Ta'acher right after the third one, or do you need three when you're not sick? That's the question. Do you have to be ra'ui by all of them, or not? So the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Gemara in, I don't remember where it is, he said, Kasafti davka b'sholosh regolim imchala in over Baal Ta'acher, ava imchala b'regol echad over acher kach. Says the Minchas Chinuch, there's a Gemara that says if you're sick all three, then fine, you don't violate Baal Ta'acher. But if it's only one, so then, and you're good the other two, so then you would not violate Baal Ta'acher. That's what he says. He says, if that's true, then im kain, kol ha-peturim simcha gam kain. According to what our Gemara is talking about, the peturim from the regel. Let's say you could come up with a case where somebody's patur from one regel, but not the other two. Actually, a woman's not going to change. A woman's a woman. But let's say you could come up with a case that you're patur from the first regel, but not the other two. When do you violate Baal Ta'acher? So what would the Minchas Chinuch say? Which case would he bring up? Katan Shunis Gadel, Baruch Hashem, like Sirius HaOmer, like all the other cases. He always quotes Katan Shunis Gadel, and Androgynous. Those are the two that he, by every mitzvah that he can, he tries to quote those cases, because those are great Nafkamina cases. So he quotes, Im Kain, B'muflus Lamach La'ish. We know there's a concept that a boy or a girl, even within a year before they become Bar Mitzvahs, they're the status called Muflus Lamach La'ish. And they have the power to make Nedarim and Nedavis. So says the Menachas Chinuch, let's say a child makes a Neder before one yantif, and then he becomes bar mitzvah after the first yantif. When does he violate Baal Ta'acher? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it must be right away after the third yantif. Even though he was patur originally, just like a chole. Just like a chole on one yantif, so to katan on one yantif. That's the Minchas Chinuch, and he ends off, v'zeh pashut. Says that pashut. That pashut, so that's his raya. Says the Emek Bracha, Rav Parmanshik, Talmud of the Brisker Rav, he says, no, I don't think it's pashut. He ends off what he says, v'zeh davar bor the other way. He says, by a chole, at least you're in the parsha. You're in the parsha. So you have a hafkos achiyav, but you're in the parsha, but you have a ptur, I would say. There's no hafkos achiyav. You have an exemption. But it's only the parsha they're called a katan. Because it's mufke, the schiv doesn't even get off the ground yet. But until the second yantif. See, he calls Mashenkin Katan, Kibin Dalab Bar Chiyuva Klal, Imkin Vadai. There are golem Sha'avar Bekanuso, Inimistar from Klal, Meshachas Mashachim, or Golem, Vizad Dover Borer. So you see, they're both very strong in what they say. Vizad Pasha, Vizad Dover Borer. So they're both emotionally into it. Okay. So the Machlokas might be, how do you look at a Chola? Right. Now, even the Minchas Chinuch might agree to the Katan, but he says, aha, you already see a Chola. So I say, how much is a chola mufka? That also might connect to the machlokas you mentioned yesterday. What chola was the Gemara talking about? Animal chola or bailam chola? So that might be an afkamina too. If you're sick the third, for sure, there would not be a problem. What if you were sick the second? Meaning, would be there for the first and the second? Or not? Why would you make the difference between the first and the second? Okay, says the Gemara, three lines to the bottom. So we had been speaking about Bechor. We brought up the mitzvah of Bechor, that Bechor is also subject to Baal Ta'acher. So the Gemara just asks a little question about Bechor. Bechor me'emasai mona lo shana. From when do we count a year for the Bechor? For the halacha that a Bechor has to be brought within its first year. That's the mitzvah. Abaya Amar, Mishasha Nolad. Abaya says, from the moment that it is born, that's when you start counting the year. Rav Acha Bar Yah, even though you're not allowed to bring a carbon until the eighth day. Right, we read it right at the beginning of the Yantif laning. Yom Hashmini Vahala, Ye Ratzel, a carbon Yishal Hashem. So that's Rav Baya. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, no, Mishasha Nirol Hartza. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, no, you start counting the year from day eight. From the day that you can bring it as a carbon. V'lo pligi, says the Gemara, there's really no machlokes. Haba tam, haba baal mum. It depends if it's a tam. A tam has full kedushas carbon, and therefore you start counting from day eight. A baal mum, you start counting from day one, because a baal mum is not going to be hukrav, and therefore it's going to be eaten. It's just like it's going to be eaten like a regular animal, and therefore you can start counting right away. Rashi and Tosas both here say that baal mum means it had to have a baal mum when it was born. Shenolad b'mumo. So the Ritva is medayek. But what happens if it was a tam and it got a mum? So then it's mashma, says the Ritva. You can't change the counting. Once you start counting at one time, then it doesn't matter if you start counting on day eight. So once you start counting on day eight and then it gets a mum, you can't like retroactively go back. And he says, this one he's not sure about though. What happens if it got a mum on day three? Right, so you didn't get to day eight yet. So do you start counting now from day one, go back? Or do you say, no, once you decided when it was born to start counting at day eight, you start counting at day eight. So the Ritva is not sure about that last point. But either way, he points out this diuk in Rashi and Tosas. Says the Gemara, Baal Mum, Matzi Achale. What do you mean? Even if it's a Baal Mum, could you eat it today? There's a halacha, you're not allowed to eat it because you don't know if it's a Nefel. You don't know if it's a Nefel. So the Gemara says, Tekimle Bei Shekol Lo Chadasha. No, you have other evidence that it was not a Nefel, that it completed its form, and therefore, that's why you'd be able to count from day one. Period, end of Baal Ta'acher. Tana Rabbanan. So now we're getting back to relating from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had quoted Rosh Hashanah on Echad B'Nisan for Melachim and Regalim. So now we're going to quote some more Rosh Hashanahs of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Tana Rabbanan. Becha B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, L'chadoshim, U'le'iburin, U'le'trumas Shkalim. Echad B'Nisan is also a Rosh Hashanah for Chadashim. What does that mean? Months. So the Chedushi Aran and the Ritva here say months means to know what holiday the Yom Tovim are in. Because there are no names of your holidays in the Torah. So it means Chadashim doesn't just mean regalim for Baal Ta'acher, but for how to read psukim in the Torah. That's what the Chedushi Aran here says, and that's what the Ritva here says as well. Uli, and we'll mention one more thing in a minute. Let's just finish first. Uli Iburin, we'll get to what that means later on. Uli Trumas Hashkalim, that you start using the new Shkalim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We learn Mesech Hashkalim. V'yesh Omrim, Aflas Chiris Batim. Also for Sechiris Batim, as we'll see on Amid Beis, if somebody rents out a house and says, I'm giving it to you for this year, so then this year ends Rosh Chodesh Nisan, no matter where you are, as long as it is minimum a month. We'll see that on Amid Beis. So now, where do all these come from? So l'chadashim inolam. So how do you know that Nisan is Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah for months for chadashim? And as we said, the Ritva and the Chedush Aran say, this is in terms of explaining the Torah. How do you know where the Yom Tovim are? And the Ritva even adds an important ha'ara. We're going to have a machlokas later on in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in which month the world was created. B'tishrei nivra ha'olam, or b'nisan nivra ha'olam. Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. So says the Ritva, here, whether you count Nisan as Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim, that's according to everybody. Even according to Rabbi Elazar, which we paskin like. What do we say on Rosh Hashanah? Zeh ha'yom tchilas ma'asecha. See, even though we according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that the world was created in Tishrei, even he would agree that Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim is Nisan. Because fine, Hashem created the world that way, but once Yetzias Mitzrayim happened, things changed. Yetzias Mitzrayim comes, we have to count our holidays, we have to count everything from Rosh Hashanah, from Nisan, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And he says this, he doesn't quote it, but his grand Rebbe, right, his grand Rebbe is what we quoted a few days ago, the Ramban al HaTorah, the beginning of Perek Yud Beis and Shmos, he's the source that says, you have to count the months, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, L'Shlishi, just like he said, you have to count the days of the week. The Yom we say every day is part of the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shabbos, Sheni L'Shabbos, etc. Says the Ramban, just like you count weeks to Shabbos, so too you have to count months to Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's exactly based on our Gemara. The Ritva quotes that idea here, even according to Rabbi Elazar, that Betishrei, Nivra HaOlam, he would still agree that the Rosh Hashanah for the Chadashim is from Nisan. So where do you know that from? Tichsiv, so the Pasuk says, we're going to quote a whole long pasuk. This month is new for you. Right, the pasuk at the talking about the command of Karban Pesach. And also it says, about this time of year, make sure it is in the springtime. What month is in the springtime? So how do you know what month it was being referred to when it says Rosh Chadashim? It must be Nisan, Vakari Le Rishon. And the Pasuk called it Rishon Hulachem. That's how you know Nisan is the first month. V'yema Iyar. Isn't Iyar also in the springtime? No, B'ina Aviv Valeka. It's not really. Not all of Iyar is in the springtime. V'yema Adar. About Adar, the previous month. The end of Adar is also in the springtime. Being a Rov Aviv Aleka. No, you need most of the month to be in the springtime, and that's only Nisan. Midi Rov Aviv Ksiv. Does it say most in the Pasuk? It just says Aviv, Chodesh Aviv. So who says it needs most? So Gemara says, okay, I'll give you another try. Ela Amar of Chizda Mehacha. This is the source that Nisan is the first month. Because it says on the 15th of the 7th month, when the time of gathering, the Chag HaAsif. So the 7th month, which has Sukkot, is Tishrei. So working backwards, the first month must be Nisan. The Karele Shvi, so Tishrei is the 7th month, so Nisan is the first month. Maybe the Zman Asifa is Cheshvan. Umay Shvi, Shvi Le'iyar, and really working backwards, then Iyar would be first. The Gemara says, no, Be'ina Asifaleka, the real gathering time is Tishrei and not Cheshvan. V'yema Elul, what about Elul, the previous month before Tishrei, isn't that a gathering time also? Umay Shvi, Shvi Le'adar, and Adar would be first. Be'ina Rov Asifaleka, no, really you need most of the month to be a gathering time, and the Gemara assumes that's only Tishrei. Midi Rov Asif Tziv, again, similar question, does it say Rov Asif? It just means it says Asif. So maybe even a little part of the month could be a gathering time. So Gemara says, okay, you're right, there's no pasuk in the Torah that I can learn this from, but there's a bunch of psukim from Nevi'im. Ela Amar Avina, Dabar Zeh Mitaras Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamanu, Midivrei Kabbalah Lamanu. We didn't learn this from Taras Moshe, we learned this from Divrei Kabbalah, which are psukim. Psukim in Navi are called Divrei Kabbalah. Right, there's a few words. Divrei Sofrim, Derabanan, Divrei Kabbalah. So Divrei Kabbalah usually means based on Psukim in Navi. So where do we know it from? The following. Number one, from Zechariah. B'yom Esrim va'arba la'ashi asar chodeshu chodesh Shvat. So it says the 11th month is Shvat. So work backwards, the first month is Nisan. Rabba bar Ula amar mehacha, the following pasuk. Vatzilokach Esther el ha-melech ha-chashverosh. El Beis Malchuso, Bachodesh HaAsiri, Chodesh Teves. In the Megillah, it says that Esther was taken in the 10th month, Teves, which again, work backwards, the first month is Nisan. The Ritva here says, this is a Raya, that the Megillah's Esther is Divrei Kabbalah, not like Divrei HaYachid. So what's Divrei HaYachid? And what's the Chiddush? The Aruch Laner here. There's an Aruch Laner in Rosh Hashanah. The Aruch Laner says, what's the Ritva talking about? There is an opinion in Maseches Megillah, which holds that Megillah's Esther is not Metamei Esayadayim. What does that mean? We know Bizman Mishnah, the Kohanim used to keep their Truma in the Aron Kodesh because, you know, it's holy. You don't want it to get Tameh. So what better place to put it instead of in the Aron Kodesh? The problem was that if you have food around, it attracts bugs and mice. So the mice used to come in and nibble at the Truma and nibble at the Sifrei Torah. Right? So the Chazal said, this can't be done. So Chazal made a Takana that Sifrei Svarim, Mamar Svarim, Svarim make your hands Tameh. Make your hands Tamei. So nobody's going to put their Truma there, because then their Truma's going to get Tamei. So real Sifrei Tanakh in the time of the Mishnah were what's called Metameis Yadayim. So when the Gemara wanted to discuss, maybe the Sefer doesn't have full Kedushas Tanakh, it would say it's not Metameis Yadayim. there is an opinion in Maseches Megillah which says that Megillah's Esther is different than the rest of Tanakh. There's a discussion about Koheleth. There's a discussion about a few of the Svarim. So one is Megillah's Esther. So there's an opinion there that Megillah's Esther was not written with the same level of Ruach HaKodesh as the rest of Tanakh. It's not Metame Es Hayadayim. So says the Aruch HaNer, that's what the Ritva is referring to here. Because our Gemara here calls it different Kabbalah. It calls Megillah's Esther different Kabbalah. So it's going against that opinion in the Gemara that assumed Esther was on a different level.
It also assumes that the months of Teves, all of a sudden Teves is from left field.
Right. Yeah.
That the same order that we have today.
Right. The same order that we have today. The assumption is the same order that we have today. Teves, Kislev. I mean, these were.
No, these names are never mentioned in the Torah.
They're not mentioned in the Torah. Correct. They're not mentioned in the Torah. But that's the assumption is. When they came back from Babel, it wasn't so much time, but that's what the Rishonim assume. Same order that we have today. Rav Kahana Amar Mehacha, different pasuk. Barba lachodesh hatshi b'kislev. Kislev the ninth month. Rav Acha bar Yaakov bar Meihacha v'yikru Sofri HaMelech v'Isahi b'chodesh Hashlishi u'chodesh Sivan. Sivan the third month. Again, all these work backwards to Nisan. Rav Ashi bar Meihacha he pil pur hu ago rolif nehav b'miyom liyom b'chodesh chodesh shnei masar hu chodesh Adar. Finally, b'baisa b'meihacha. Finally, the last one. B'chodesh Harishon u'chodesh Nisan. It's in the Megillah. It says the Gemara, V'kula my time alarmi mehai. Why don't you just quote the last pasuk? That's about Nisan. You have to go to a different month and then work backwards. Why don't you just quote this one? Dilma, my Rishon, Rishon Lamilse. No, when it says the first month, Nisan, maybe that just means the first two when Haman rose to power. But not that it means the first two Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rishash here says, why would that be significant? To show you the Rishus. He just got power and he's already... That's the emphasis of the Megillah. The first month, and he's already, look what he's doing. Look at what he's doing. The first 100 days in office. Look what he's already doing. That's the Rishash here. That's the Chiddush of the Megillah. So why didn't our Mishnah mention Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim? B'shanim kamayi b'chadashim lo kamayi. Because our Mishnah is only interested in talking about years, things that change on a year, not chadashim, not something that has to do with months. You count the months to Nisan. He wants to talk about things that change at the year. The king and the Baal Ta'achar. Okay, number two, li'iburin, first wide line. So the Brisa says that first day of Nisan is also important for Ibur. So the Havamina is, that means that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when the Chachamim start thinking about, are we going to add on an extra month to this year? Ibur Hashanah. That's the Havamina now. That Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when they start thinking, are we going to add on a new month at the end of this year? Says the Gemara, Liburin Minisan Maninan. Do we really start figuring that out from Nisan? V'hatanya, but we learned it in Braisa. In Ma'abar Nashana, Lepnei Rosh Hashanah. You can't be Ma'abar the Shana before Rosh Hashanah, before Tishrei. V'imibruah inim ubaris. And if you did, then the Ibur doesn't work. The Ibur doesn't work earlier before Tishrei. Avam Ebnei Atchach V'abar Nosa Acha Rosh Hashanah Miyad. But right after Rosh Hashanah, right after Tishrei, if need be, you could already be Ma'abar the Shana, so people could assume that there's going to be an extra Adar. V'afalpik in Ma'abar Ela Adar. Even though you could do it right after Tishrei, but the only month you do add on is an extra Adar. You don't add on any other month. So question mark. So what are you talking about that you could do it right after Nisan? You can't do it until after Tishrei. So Amar Nachum Bar Yitzchak, you're right. My Iburin Hafsakas Iburin. No, what does Iburin mean? It means, when is it too late to add on a month to the previous year? That's what it means by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hafsakas Iburin. Just by the way, Derech Agav, right, our calendar today we know was set by one of the Hillels. Thousands of years ago. So the Ramban, in his Hasagas to the Ramban, in Kufnin Gimel, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's a famous discussion, we don't have time to get into it now, about how does our calendar work Bizman Hazeh? Is it as if the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael are doing it today? Is it just going backwards? You know, so the Ramban holds that it's going backwards. Hillel said it years ago. So ask the Ramban from our Gemara, but what do you mean? You can't set it before Rosh Hashanah. And now it was set, not only that year, it was set thousands of years ago. So how does that work? So the Ramban explains, no, it's Pashit. What's the whole reason? Look at Rashi here. What's the whole reason that you're not allowed to do it too early? Because people probably forget. People are going to forget by that time. You're going to tell them in ER. You send out an invitation so early. People are going to forget already by the time it comes. So if you tell people in Nisan in ER that there's going to be an extra Adar, people aren't going to remember. They don't have calendars. So that's why, because of Shichacha, that's why you delay it. Says the Ramban, Ein lecha shichacha gedola mizu. Hillel said the whole thing is going to be forgotten. Nobody's going to know anything when the holidays are. So of course it's allowed in this case. Because the whole reason he made the calendar in the first place was to help us have our holidays. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Iburin means the hafsakas iburim, when you have to stop. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, Heine idushim abrin shana kol adar. They, because they said, who's they? These were the two rabbis in Maseches Edios came and said that you're allowed to be ma'abr the shana the entire adar. Shehayu amrad purim, because there was some chachamim that said you can only be ma'abr the shana up until purim. But the last 2 weeks of the year, you can't add on an extra month. Why? My time, demand Amar at Purim. Why would somebody say you only have until Purim? Because we know there's a halacha about being shoel v'doresh in the month, in the holiday, the month before, for Shloshim Yom. So people are going to be mezalzel on chametz. Unbelievable. Look at Rashi. Because already from Purim time, as Mina quoted, even at the Sudas Purim, to start learning Hilchas Pesach. Because people are already going to be learning them, hischilu hadarshanim lidros barabim Hilchas Pesach. The darshanim already started on Purim to talk about Pesach, which is a month away. Who's going to go hashomim lasos Pesach l'sof lamed yom? People are going to assume Pesach is the last 30 days later. V'im ya'abru bezen as hashana, lo yiskablu divrei shluchei bezdin, l'shomim lithchos as Pesach. My rabbi said that Pesach is coming up right now. I'm not going to listen to you. I don't know what you're talking about, the extra month. People are going to be so lahut to do Pesach. This might be part of the general hashkafa of the chumra of chametz. People take Pesach very seriously. Don't tell me Pesach's not coming. So what are they going to do? They're going to hold Pesach 2 weeks early, a month early, and then on Pesach they're going to be eating chametz. So also this is really b'chametz. So therefore, that's the reason that the chachamim said not that you can't decide to add on a year after Purim. But v'idach, but the other opinion says that no. Meidi adia, people know. The shasam avarta b'chushman atali milsa. People know that Bezdin figures things out every year. V'savri, people realize that Bezdin hasn't figured it out until today. So why didn't our Mishnah mention Iburin? Why didn't it mention it? Because our Mishnah is only interested in discussing the things that start Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not things that end Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Period. Okay, we don't have time right now, but there's a big discussion we mentioned in the past about Shoal and Vidarshan. How do you put together the Chazal, like here, which says you have to study the halachas 30 days before, versus the end of Maseches Megillah, where it says there's a halacha that you should study the laws of the holiday on the holiday itself? That's a big discussion in the Rishonim. What do you say? So the Beis Yosef says it's only Pesach versus everything else. The Vilna Gaon says it's Pesach and Sukkos versus Shavuos. Right, maybe it's halacha versus agada. Different answers given in the Mefarshim. You can look at the first bir halacha in Hilchas Pesach. He has a big discussion of it, what that means. There's a beautiful Satmar Rebbe, but hopefully at the end, remind me, if I don't have time, I have to start with it tomorrow, on the lashon of Shoal and Vidarshan. Why doesn't it just say Darshan? What's Shoal and Vidarshan? So it's an amazing vart, but we have to continue. Remember, I have 2 extra minutes. Don't allow to do that. Those who walked in late, we started late. Okay, Ulutru Mashkalim says the third line on the Echad B'Nisan was Tru Mashkalim, meaning you have to use the new Shkalim for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Milalan, what's the source for this? Amar B'Yoshi Amar Kra. Because the Pasuk says, by Rosh Chodesh, in Parshas Pinchas, Zotza Las Chodesh B'Chadsha L'Chadshi Ashana. So there's a lot of words of Chodesh. So one of them is extra. So we darshin Amra Torah Chadesh Vahave Karban Mitruma Chadasha. There is a Rosh Chodesh where you are going to bring the Karban Rosh Chodesh from the new Shkalim. Chadesh Vahave. So Vagamri, so which Rosh Chodesh would that be? Vigamri Shana Shana Minishan. And you have Xavier Shava from Nisan. Dhsev Rishon Ulachem Lachachi Ashana. By Nisan it says Chodesh, and here it says Chodesh. So that's why you assume that which Rosh Chodesh do you bring it from the new Shkalim? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vligmar Shana Shana Mitishrei. It also says Shana by Tishrei. Dhsev Meirashis Hashana. A Pasuk the Gemara later, Tosa says later that we're going to learn that Pasuk refers to Tishrei. Says the Gemara, no. It's a better Xavier Shava. Done in Shana Sheishima Chadashim. The pasuk by Nisan has the word Chodesh and Shana in it, which is a better Gzeirah Shava to our case, which has the word Chodesh and Shana in it. So that's the makar, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when you start with the new Shkala. Amar Rav Yudam Shmuel, Karban Asibar Habon Be'achar B'Nisan, all Karban Asibar that come on the first day of Nisan, Mitzvah Lahavi Min HaChodesh. It's a mitzvah to bring it from the new Shkalim collected. V'im Hevi Min HaYashan Yasha, Bid the Eved, if you brought it from the old, Yotze Ela Shechisa Mitzvah. But you lost out on a mitzvah, meaning there's an aspect of Shkalim that you lost out on. Machzis HaShekel. There's not only a mitzvah to collect it, there's a mitzvah to use it for the new Karbanis. And if you didn't, you lost out. Tanya Nami Hachi, also a Brisa. Carbon is Seber, Habon Bechabanisa, Mitzvah Lahavim and Achadash, the Mitzvah to bring it from the new, Vimhevi Ben Ayashin Yatsa, El Shachisar Mitzvah. Then the Brisa adds on another halacha. The yachid is not a mishalo. What if a yachid gave from an individual person gave from his own money to the Beis HaMikdash in order to use for a carbon tzibur? Is that okay? K'sherin, says the Brisa, yes, k'sherin. Bilvashi imserin letzibur, as long as he gives it fully over to the tzibur. Because if it's supposed to be a public, communal offering, it has to come from communal funds. So if the individual really has to relinquish ownership and give it to the pot of the Beis HaMikdash, and once it belongs to the pot of the Beis HaMikdash, then it can be used for a communal offering. Pshita, of course he has to give it over properly, and of course it's kosher. What's the chiddush? Ma'u datem aleicha shema lo yimserim letzibur yach. No, I might have said that he won't give it up over to the tzibur properly. He might still have kavanas that he keeps it for himself. Kamash malan, no, kamash malan, that we do accept it. What's the havamina? Why do we think that he wouldn't give it over properly? So Rav Yashiv notes that there's a Gemara in Gittin, which he thinks is connected to this. The Gemara in Gittin says that maybe, we know, the man has to own the get. The get the paper that the get is written on, and then give it to the woman. It has to be his, and it has to give it to the woman. So the Gemara talks about, could the woman supply the cloth to the sofer, and then it's going to go back? So Gemara there discusses, maybe because she's going to get it back in the end, maybe she's not going to be machne it totally. So says the Rav Yashiv, he thinks that's the pshat here. This guy, this Yachid, is giving the carbon the money for the carbon, but ultimately he's going to get the credit for it, because he's one of the tzibur. So specifically here, we think he's not going to give it over properly, because he's going to kind of get it back. He's going to get it back, just like that woman by the cloth of the get. The Gemara is not sure whether it's going to work, because she's going to get it back. So if you're going to get it back, you aren't mocking it totally. So to here, he thinks that was the Havamina. Kamash Malam, we're not worried about it. But Tarnadi done. So why did our Mishnah, second line, why did our Mishnah, again, quote this halacha in our Mishnah about Shkalim? Says the Gemara, Kiva Diktanim, Hevi Yatza Lo Psikale. Because it's only a halacha lechadchila, not b'di'eved. It's not halacha b'di'eved. So that's why Lo Psikale, the Mishnah only wanted to say halachas that are even ma'akev li'ikuva. If you remember that Beis, we spoke about the difficult Shittas HaRambam. Because the Rambam quotes that Meister Behema, by Meister Behema, even from year to year, but the evidence is okay. So we quoted the Nitziv on that base. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara here says that in the Mishnah are only things that are ma'akev b'di'eved. And here, and the Rambam quotes that Meister Behema, which is in our Mishnah, is not ma'akev b'di'eved. Okay, a review that we mentioned a couple of answers that day. Vayter, v'yesham raf l'schiris batim. The Braisa also quoted that also for schiris batim, for house rentals, also Rosh Chodesh Nisan is it. That's the Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? Tana Rabbanan. Hamasker Bais L'Chaver L'Shana. If somebody rents their friend a house for a year, Monish Ne'masar Chodesh Miyom L'Yom, then you count 12 months from the day you rent it. V'yim Amr L'Shana Zu, but if you say you rented it for this year, Afilo Lo Amar El Abechad Ba'Adar, even if you only rented it to him on the first day of Adar, Kiva Shigia Yom Echad B'Nisan also L'Shana. Once the first day of Nisan comes, then the year is finished. Tosfos, second Tosfos says, and even though he gave him tons of money, and it's pretty obvious that he gave him so much money for the year, Tosfos says, so what? It doesn't matter. V'lo amrinan hadamim modiim. We don't say that the money given reflects what it was for. We assume it was a present. But that is the halacha, that as long as you have a month, v'afilu l'man d'amar yom echad b'shana chashiv shana, and even according to the opinion we had earlier on that beis, that even one day of a year can be considered a year, he wouldn't say that here. Shani hachad l'tarach inish l'megar beisal l'batim mitlasin yomim. People don't rent houses for less than 30 days. So there's an umdana that even if you say usually one day can have the status of a year, but here it's at least 30 days. So that's why it goes by Nisan. The Ema Tishrei. How do you know it's Nisan? Maybe Tishrei. We know Tishrei and Nisan are the two major possibilities. So maybe Tishrei should be the Rosh Hashanah for Schiris Batim. Says the Gemara. So not based on a pasuk. This one's based on human regular behavior. No, Stam ki agar inish beisei lukuli mas kshamim agar. People don't want to move in the middle of the winter. So to say that Tishrei is the time, Tishrei, the middle of the rainy season, you know, the start of the rainy season, that's l'chora, not the time that people have in mind to move. Nisan, yes, Nisan in the springtime, everybody's moving in the spring, it's moving in, moving, doing renovations, this and that, right? Springtime is much busier than the winter for sure. So that's why it can't be Tishrei. V'tanakama de Braisa, v'tanadi done. What about the opinion in our Mishnah? And the first opinion in the Braisa, which left out Schiris Batim as going from Nisan, why they leave it out? But Nisan, nah, mi'mishcha Schir Kitrei. No, sometimes it's cloudy and not such good weather in Nisan also. So people aren't dafka medakdek to move in Nisan. So Nisan has no yalfusa, has no mila that Tishrei doesn't have. So lamaskana, so what is it? So the Ran here quotes the Rashba and says, you're right. Our Mishnah holds that there is no Rosh Hashanah for Schiras Batim, because there's nothing better, Tishrei or Nisan. The Ran himself, though, says no. The point, what the Gemara's last line is what's accepted. Tishrei wins. Tishrei wins because Nisan is no better, so you go by how what people refer to as Rosh Hashanah, says the Ran. And if I would ask you, what's Rosh Hashanah? You would tell me Aleph Tishrei. That's how people commonly refer to that Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei. So therefore, that's what would be the day. So it's a machlokas, the Rashban, the Ran, what the Maskana is for Schiras Batim. Next, the next line of our Mishnah had quoted Meiser Behema. Be'echad be'elol Rosh Hashanah le'Meiser Behema. The first day of Elul was Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. That's when it was split. Previously was the previous year. After Rosh Hashanah, Echad be'elol is the next year. So Mani Rabbi Meirhi. Who is the line in the Mishnah that says Echad be'elol is Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema? Is Rabbi Meirhi who says that in the Brisa? It's not Rabbi Meir Omer. Be'echad be'elol Rosh Hashanah le'Meiser Behema. Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah in Bechoros that the first day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. So remember, let's just picture the Mishnah. The Mishnah first spoke about Rosh Chodesh Nisan was for Malachim and Regalim. Then there's a Machlokes about Meiser Behema. Echad be'elol, according to Rabbi Meir, we just plugged in an opinion. And the next line was Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, who say, no, it's really the first day of Tishrei. Meiser Behema is not Echad be'elol, it's the first day of Tishrei. So, the Gemara is going to try to figure out who the opinions are of every line of the Mishnah. So the Gemara just said that this line of Echad be'elol is Rabbi Meir, Vilu Regalamani, but who was the first line of the Mishnah? Who said Regalam, which refers to Baal Ta'acher, that you require the holidays in order? Who was that opinion? Rabbi Shimoni. That opinion is Rabbi Shimon. So what did we say so far? The first line of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. The second line of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. What's the next line? The next line is Reb Shimon again. So Amos Seifa, the next line of the Mishnah says, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Omrin, Bechad B'Tishrei. So that's very funny, says the Gemara. Reish of a Seifa Reb Shimon and Misiasa Reb Meir. So the first line of the Mishnah is Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon is the one that says Regalim, because Regalim means Baal Ta'acher in order of the Regalim. The second line of the Mishnah says Reb Meir's opinion. The third line of the Mishnah says Reb Shimon's opinion again. Does that make sense? So says the Gemara, no. Amar of Yosef, Rebbe he. Really, the whole Mishnah is Shitas Rebbe. It's not one opinion or any other opinion. It's Rebbe's opinion. And he is holding like certain opinions of Tanoim. No problem. The first two lines of the Mishnah are the Shita of Rebbe. He holds like Rebbe Meir in one case. He holds like Reb Shimon in the next line. But it's no problem to say that the third line discusses the Shita of Reb Shimon, because really Reb Yehuda Hanasi is writing his own opinion. Ihachi, if this is all true though, that Rebbe, it's Rebbe's opinion, Arba'a Chamisha Havi. If that comes out to be the case, but really then if you add up how many Rosh Hashanahs there are, there's an opinion in the Tanan that holds there are five Rosh Hashanahs, not four. Because what does Rebbe hold? Rebbe says that you have the first day of Nisan, and add in the 15th day of Nisan. Because if you remember on Daf earlier, that we had on Daf Dalid, Shabbos is Daf, the Gemara really said that Regalim really means the 15th day of Nisan. Not the first day of Nisan. So you have the first day of Nisan for Malachim, the 15th for Regalim, and then you have Echad Be'elul for Meiser Behema, and then you have Echad B'Tishrei, and you have Tu B'Shvat. So you have five Rosh Hashanahs, if you say the first two lines of the Mishnah are all one opinion. So what does the Mishnah start off by saying? Arba Rosh Hashanah mean? There are five. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, you're right. According to Rebbe, there are five. But you know what the Mishnah is telling you? Everybody agrees there are at least four Rosh Hashanahs. That's how you read the Mishnah. L'Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir, who says that what? That the Rameir are Ba'a Dal Regalim. According to Rebbe Meir, you violate Baal Ta'acher even after one Yantif. So therefore, Rameir doesn't hold of the first one. He doesn't hold of Regalim. So therefore, there's only four left. L'Rebbe Shimon are Ba'a Dal Meiser Behema. Rebbe Shimon says, take out Echad Be'elol, because he holds Meiser Behema because of Echad B'Tishrei, which is one of the other ones. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah means. That there are four minimum according to everybody, even though you're right, Rebbe holds a five. Second answer, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, no. Arba'a chadashim ubahen kamei Rosh Hashanim. No, what it means is that there are 4 months, and within those 4 months, there might be more than four Rosh Hashanahs. But the Mishnah is only listing off 4 months, which have included in them more than four, in our case, five Rosh Hashanahs. So those are the two answers the Gemara gives. Isn't there an opinion that there's five? So number one, yes, but the Mishnah is just saying what's the minimum. Number two, is that how many months are included here? Okay, we'll stop by the Meisei period. Let me just mention the Satmar Rebbe. That is, that he says, what's the Lashon of Shoalin V'Darshin? Just say Darshin. So he says that, we know that there's, by the Chazin, I felt this before, I think all Rabbanim could relate to this, that on the way to the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, on the way to Shabbos Hakadol Drasha, you know, so it's a little nerve-wracking. It's a little, you don't know how it's going to be, you don't know, So like I remember this year, I forgot who I was walking with. I was like, you know, I think that I feel it should be a hinini before the, you know, like the chazan has his own hinini that he has a special prayer that comes out okay. So you know, darshanim should also. That's mamash what the Sama Rebbe says right here. Shoal and v'darshan. He knows he has to give a drasha to inspire the people to should be l'shem shamayim. So shoal and first, what's sheila? Sheila's tefillah. Yidavin, so Sholin, he says, Lishol is chanin lefnei ribon kol alamim, sheyichonenu b'lashon limudim, b'yasam Hashem dvar b'fiv, dvarim hagunim, umiskabon l'rasun lefnei Hashem. He says, and that's what you say. He says, Alchilo lakel, achalep hanav, esh alami menu, mane lashon. What we say it in Yosras, the Chazan says it. He says, that's the Psham, Sholin lashon tefillah, and it's before the Darshan. Right, it should Sholin v'Darshan. That's the Sama Rebbe, so I took Lucham in that. Got to remember that for next year. Okay, Agun, we'll stop here. And Shgoyach. Today's shiur was L'Zecher. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Stern family, L'Zecher Nishmas Esther Bas Chanoch. And I thank the people who were here for the bearing with us when we realized that the computer wasn't on the first 5 minutes of the shiur, and we had to do it again, but Baruch Hashem.